podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Coon Cassius for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're in Newcastle here. A post-show reaction with Callum Sowland. Pat McCormack there at the end there. Impressive. Let's kind of work backwards from Pat McCormack.
Work backwards, right. Okay, normally I'll work forwards, but I'll do this for you, Coogan. It's got midnight here in Newcastle, so I'll work backwards for you. Pat McCormack, no, very impressive. Look, it's the first time I've actually seen him live. And, okay, he didn't exactly knock out King Kong tonight, but he did what he had to do, and he did it very quickly, and he certainly looks like he carries some serious speed and power. I really like the brothers, got to say. It's difficult not to like them. And I think we're going to see some characters in the game, and that's fantastic for everyone.
A win for Josh Kelly tonight against Bastida. Troy Williamson was here. How optimistic that fight could be next?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I thought it was a tough opponent tonight. This was his first fight back at length, full 10 rounds, showed again some unbelievable moments in there tonight. I thought that he won very cleanly, very clearly. Fortunately, picked up a cut at the end. We're going to have a look at that in a minute. But it was just great to get those rounds under the belt. And I think he showed often signs of what he can do. And I'm sure they'll go and work on it. They've had some fantastic camp time. And he's got so much class and style in the ring, and the power and the speed and everything. It was great to see. Credit to the Argentinian Bastida. Fantastic performance from him as well. Very tough guy. We're onwards and upwards with Josh. Yeah, and you mentioned Troy Williamson ringside, decided to interrupt the post-fight interview.
Someone told him to do that, by the way.
Yeah, it certainly surprised me. He came in there with a real glint in his eye. I said, "You're not fighting me." He looked straight at me, and I was it was a scary moment. But it's a fight that's been ordered. It's a fight that obviously we'll negotiate now with his promoters and see if we can do that. There's always a purse bid if not, but it's an obvious fight that would be next. I mean, there's a lot of fights that are very interesting for Josh on a domestic level, but for me, those domestic fights also have to be a springboard to what we want to achieve, and that's not to become a domestic champion, it's to become a world champion. So everything has to be the right plan and the right strategy.
Harlem Eubank with a win tonight. Not the ending that he would have wanted, but
crazy fight.
Yeah.
Crazy fight. First of all, absolutely fantastic performance from Harlem. He really is coming on and it's leaps and bounds. I think the first fight we had him under us was a tune-up in Latvia on the Breeders' card last, I think, October it was. We've had him out for, what is it, 3-4 times now, and every fight he's getting better and better. That left hook of his is a real tool. It's a fantastic, fantastic weapon. He's sharpening it every time. It gets better and better. And you know, what the opponent did in the 8th round, I don't care what language he speaks. You don't need to know break. And, you know, even if he didn't hear break, he punched him once. He was standing there. The second, the third punches were just plain disgusting. I don't think it should have been anything but a disqualification at that moment in time. But the referee went by certain rules and offered him the chance to continue. Harlem, if he said no, would have won the fight and it would have been game over. Most fighters probably would have done that. Harlem, though, he said, no, I want to continue. I think he said it three times. Three times he asked him. He probably asked him because, are you sure, mate? You want to continue? And he did. And he went in the 9th round. I think he almost took him out. So, you know, also showed that he has a set of cojones. And, you know, the Eubank name is a big name, of course, in British boxing. But Harlem has really come out of the shadow. You know, he was the say the unknown Eubank, but you know, he's now 15-0, and I tell you, he's going to go all the way. I'm telling you, and that's not promoter talk. He dedicates his life to the sport, and is so fast improving, and he's going to be back out in the autumn, and I expect him to headline.
Okay, let's run through some of the highlights of the card tonight. Wins for Jordan Barker-Poulter and also Lisa Whiteside tonight. Yeah. A draw for Jose Stewart and Franklin Ignatius, which I'm assuming we're going to see that again at some point. But yeah,
yeah. I'd like to see the fight again. I'd like to see it over six rounds. I think both want to do it, and I think that we'll do that in the autumn, yeah. The ladies, Jordan, fantastically sharp. First time I've seen her live, really, really impressive. Lisa, I thought she had the opponents out in the first round, out on her feet. But she's been out a long time, so it was very good to get rounds under her belt, and great performances from both ladies.
Okay, now I'm going to give it to you.
The elephant.
Now I'm going to give it to you. You, right?
We're outside, so I can't say the elephant in the room. I know it's coming. I know I've been hiding all week.
You have been hiding. Because, do you know what? I said to you...
Hold on.
No, you told me. You said, look, cool, come up the show. And I was always coming up the show. And you was like, no, we need you there. But I got here. And you're like, you weren't here. And I was like, hang on a minute. Something's going on.
Yeah, I've been washing my hair for 3 days.
Right. Politely, at midnight on Saturday the 30th of July. We've got to timestamp this because I know things can change. Yeah. What the fuck is going on with Ben and Eubank?
I can confirm we're in talks.
Still in talks?
Well, listen, to be honest, like, everyone is talking about this because of a confirmation that's been put out there by sources.
Well, Gareth Davis told us it's done.
Well...
Signed!
I don't know. I last time I checked, Gareth is a reporter, a very good reporter, but on this one, the sources, and I'll speak to Gareth, find out who those sources are, because I can assure you, at the time of that interview, there had not even been a contract draft exchanged. So, yes, we're talking. Yes, it's very interesting. Yes, it's a monster. Yes, it's the biggest fight in British boxing at the moment. It's certainly the most talked about fight that hasn't been made ever, I would say. I've never, ever, in 20-something years of promoting boxing all over the world, have we got a front cover on the boxing news for a fight that hasn't been made. It's fantastic. I mean, shows the magnitude of it. Let's hope we get it done.
Calla, I spoke to Eddie on Wednesday, right? Eddie was very kind of coy. And was saying to me, like, discussing options for Conor Ben if, like, this fight doesn't materialise. So we're, like, waiting for something that, don't get me wrong, we've not heard anything from any of the official people involved in the fight, potentially, that, you know, and we're kind of waiting for something. But, sound too optimistic from what you're saying, to be honest with you, if I'm being honest.
It doesn't sound optimistic. It talks. And I said, at the time, there weren't... contracts even being drafted, so that clearly means maybe.
Is the issue about the weight? Is the issue about the weight?
No, issues. What issues? Who brought up issues?
I don't know.
No, I'm sure they're looking at all the options, like we're looking at all the options, and you know, it's a big fight. It's a big special fight, and a special fight takes a lot of discussion to make that special fight. I know everyone thinks, oh, but they both want to fight, put them in a ring and let them fight. No, it doesn't work quite well like that. There's a lot of moving elements that, you know, that have to get done.
Are you optimistic?
I'm always optimistic.
Yeah, that's not encouraging. That's not encouraging.
No, but I think that, you know, it's coming. Everything's coming to a head. From their side, choosing what option they're going down, from our side, they have options, we have options. I think if you ask both sides, it is the fight everyone wants. So is that optimism? I think so. I think you're looking at it glass half empty, I'm looking at it glass half full.
This is dragged on way too long.
It's dragged on because of something that was put out there. Yeah, it was actually put out there on your platform, right?
I know,
so
but...
Although you didn't put the words in Gareth's mouth. And if you actually listen to the whole interview, I know he says sources confirmed.
Right.
But it is before that, it's a bit aloof. He's having a shot of tequila as well. You know, so he's like... Was Gareth
Can
in
I
a good
say why I'm not optimistic? Can I tell you why I'm not optimistic? Because my sources told me that this press conference for this fight was meant to have happened 7 days ago,
He's in Vegas.
Who?
Junior's in Vegas.
No, but he can fly back.
Yeah, of course he
I was
can.
Told a week we ago this was meant to happen week. Like at least 6 days ago. It happened
like that in our event week. No. I don't know who told you.
No, it's ain't funny about this.
No, this is, there's nothing. You can check all the hotels in London. There's been no bookings under Mr. X or Mr. whatever for press conferences this week from us or from other parties. No, absolutely not. There was no presser plan.
Why did you tell me what my sources told me?
Yeah.
Obviously wrong.
Must be the same sources as Gareth Davis. Maybe you were the source for Gareth Davis.
Maybe.
And he's
maybe.
The source for you.
No, it's just, look. Maybe it's a pipe dream. Maybe it happens. Maybe it doesn't. But look,
well, I did predict it. I did.
Yeah, I remember your tweet actually from a few years ago, and everyone was slaughtering you for
it
as well.
I know. I did predict it. Sometimes I get them right.
Sometimes you don't. All right. Well, listen, we'll catch up next week anyway at some point. But yeah, listen. Good show tonight. Some interesting steps for some of the fighters tonight, and we'll look forward to an announcement. Tomorrow.
Announcement of an announcement.
I was told the announcement was coming Wednesday, Thursday,
you know what,
Friday,
but,
Saturday,
sorry,
and tomorrow.
Last one. Normally, if I say, oh, we're going to win with an announcement next week, everyone says, oh, fuck, he's that Sourland again with his fucking announcement of an
NFTs.
No, don't start me on NFTs. I'm just learning them. No, but an announcement of an announcement. So there's no announcement of an announcement. You'll be hearing from us.
Something funny. I'm not optimistic anymore after this conversation, to be honest with you. Yeah. I hope I'm wrong. I hope next week, Monday morning, I wake up and it's been announced, posters out, etc. But I'm not too optimistic.
Just believe, Coo.
Callis Salmon, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Absolutely. Sports Social Podcast Network.